I'm Ange.
I'm Bev.
And welcome to Fuck It, We're 50. So I found this article on seasons.com, and I had never heard of that before, but I was just looking for, you know, like conversation starters for us to have, like we were talking about. So this article is 10 things women over 50 need to stop doing.
Stop doing. Okay.
Now the first line, I don't know, just kind of gets you. It says, congratulations. You've been on this planet for at least half a century.
Oh my gosh.
Or maybe more. Okay.
It's quite the way to look at it.
That's right. Each decade brings new changes and challenges. You can't control the clock, which we all know. But there's a lot to aging that is in your hands. And here are 10 things that women over 50 need to stop doing. Okay.
Real quick, was this written by a woman? I sure as hell hope so.
Absolutely was.
Okay.
Yes. That makes a difference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to read an article written by a man telling me what I should do. So remind me if I get any more articles to make sure that it wasn't written by a man.
Well, I would hope that a man didn't write it. I mean, to be honest.
Right.
But I'm sure men have opinions on a lot of this, but whether they put it in writing and publish it, I don't know.
Right.
I just had to ask. Maybe that's a dumb question. Maybe not.
I don't know. So the first thing is fearing change. The only constant in life is change.
I can certainly understand where she's coming from, but as I get older, I don't know about you, I don't like change.
Right.
For certain things, I guess, you know.
I do, and it's only because, and I keep coming back to this, I'm a Gemini, so I get bored very easily, and I'm all over the place. Like, I can watch Elizabethan poetry and then go make, I don't know, like, I'm all over the map. My interests...
As far as your interests,
change
what you mean.
With the wind. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so change to me, I like change a lot because I get bored so easily.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But when you hear about people talking about change, I go straight to, like, technology and, well, like, ways of doing things. Like,
yeah. Like the digital coupon fiasco I had tonight.
Yes.
At Dollar General, which wasn't my fault, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm very adept with that digital coupon app. It was the people in there change problem, but they obviously don't know what they're doing. So, but yeah, technology, because that changes so much so fast.
It's very rapid.
Yeah, like literally you buy a laptop and by the time you get it home out of the package, the technology's already updated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You plug it in, you're going to need to get updates and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but at my house, like, I always have to rearrange things. Like, I can't stand the furniture the same way for a long time and such like that. But, so, I mean, it depends on what we're talking about as far as change goes. You know?
I do get in ruts, though. Like, I've worn leggings for probably 10 years now, and I can't get out of it. Like, I can't get out of wearing leggings.
That's so true. I don't know if I've ever seen you in a pair of jeans. You own a pair
of
jeans?
I own jeans.
Do you?
They're just not comfortable to me. I want to be comfortable.
That is so funny. I need to see you in a pair of jeans.
Well, now I got to wear a pair of jeans for you.
I have to remember that.
I do own jeans. You've never seen me in jeans?
Wait a minute. Maybe I... Oh, no. You did wear leggings down to when we went to serve a meal for the homeless, didn't
you? Yes, I did.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next time you come to my house, I promise I'll have a pair of jeans on. And then I will put my leggings on after you've seen me. Now, like, if I go out, like, if I go out to dinner, like, I don't know, when I had a man to go to dinner with, like, when Dennis and I would go to dinner, I would wear jeans.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes. Depending on where we went. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We went somewhere like, I don't know, Mace. I'm not wearing jeans there. But if we went to like the log cabin or somewhere like that, then I would wear jeans and a nice shirt.
Well, there's something to be said for leggings, though. They're very comfortable.
They're phenomenal.
Easy to find yourself running around in just leggings.
I think this will be my outfit of choice until I'm buried in the grave. Leggings and a hoodie or leggings and a sweatshirt and a cardigan. Okay. Next thing. Stop. So these are things we should stop doing. Stop feeling guilty for saying no.
Do you say no a lot?
I don't. I need to get better at that. Now, if I have the time and I feel like doing it, then I don't see a problem with saying yes. But sometimes I overextend myself, and I know I should be like, no, but I do it anyway. So that's a problem.
I do think I'm getting better at saying no. I've got something coming up here where I was asked to attend. I'm just thinking, it's just not my thing anymore. I don't want to go. I don't think so. As of right now, it's a no, but yeah. But
anyway. So this says when you are younger, you might say yes to things you would really rather decline out of obligation or because you don't want to appear mean or selfish. But you should be able to decide what you want to extend your energy on and what you don't.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I know I am very limited energy lately. And I just have to really decide what's worth going out of my house for and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just want to be home.
Right. Yeah, I get that. Nothing wrong with that.
Here's the next one. So we should stop waiting for someday. Midlife is called midlife because your life is literally halfway over. Sorry to be blunt, but that's the case. There's no time like the present to start checking off those bucket list items. So these would be things that you would want to do. But we talked about this in an earlier episode. Like, how do you know what you want to do if you haven't done things for so long?
Yes.
Besides just going out and trying literally everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that could always be in contrast to that saying no to things too. Like, I guess you have to really decide. So here's the next one. Ignoring your health. 50 is a fun milestone when you get to start worrying about blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol. Yeehaw! Lord. Unfortunately, ignoring health issues does not make them go away. It can make them worse. That's true.
Yes, and we know because I was just at the doctor for my annual and my cholesterol has gone up 46 points from God knows where. My blood pressure has always been, it's been elevated a little bit, but he didn't really mention that. And actually, it was okay when I was there this last time, on that visit. And he said, give you 6 months, we're going to make some dietary changes. So yes, I've started eating oatmeal in the morning. I'm trying to cut out the sugar.
Yeah, sugar is the big. Sugar is like the silent killer.
It really is. It's so bad.
Everybody used to say, oh, fat is bad. No, it's the sugar. Sugar does so many horrible things to your body, like inflammation, which inflammation is the big killer. Like, it does so many bad things to you. Sugar's so bad for you.
Yeah, and I think just being under the stress, I feel I'm always under.
Yeah, stress is horrible for your body.
Causes inflammation.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is something, and you know, Troy and I, we were in the grocery store, and we were trying to find him a cereal, because ultimately he found out his cholesterol is also high.
Oh, wow.
A few more points higher than mine.
Yikes.
Yes. He's pretty much a routine guy. So every morning it was Raisin Bran Crunch. Which I love Raisin Bran Crunch too, but I don't. I probably ate two bowls in the last year because I just avoid because of the sugar. He was unaware of how much sugar was in that until I put it out.
Because you probably think, oh, Raisin Bran, oh, healthy. But that's not always the case.
No, there's so much sugar. I don't remember the content or how many grams, but he about fell on the floor when I showed it to him.
Yeah.
So then we were in the store and we're looking at all these cereals, trying to look at the cholesterol and sugar content and stuff. Yeah, it was tough.
It's so really hard. Tough.
So we're both being very mindful of it right now. But yeah, we're very well aware that we are now above 15 above. it's shitty.
Another horrible thing, processed foods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So the Western diet is not built for healthy. It's bad.
Now, I love the Mediterranean diet. I like a lot of the foods and such. Until the summer comes and I'm in my garden, which I can do my garden, so I know that I'm not putting pesticides, I'm not using all that added bonus shit that you don't want on it.
That's why I try to get my fruits and vegetables at Wingard's and not at the big commercialized grocery stores.
Because Wingard's is locally grown produce?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to summer just for that purpose.
I know. I love summer. For all purposes. I love it. Everything about it. Even the bugs. I've embraced the bugs. Like, I will take the bugs. Eat me alive, mosquitoes. I don't care. It's 90 degrees out here and I'm loving it.
You can keep the mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
They don't typically bother me, but.
Oh, my God. They eat me alive. They literally eat me alive. I have to go out, like, after the sun goes down, I am like a smorgasbord. If I have the slightest bit of skin showing, I will have 850,000 bug bites.
Really?
They eat me alive. They love me.
You try anything like, what is that, Skin So Soft, or was that from Avon
or something? Well, I did start using tea tree oil lotion, and that does seem to help.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, my sister told me about that. She's always into that natural stuff. Because I don't want to use, like, Off and all those sprays. That's not good for you. So I use tea tree oil. It does help.
Let's go back to that one question, though. But you had your cholesterol checked? Should we talk about the doctor?
So even when I was over 300 pounds, I always had very low blood pressure, very low cholesterol. Like, my cholesterol was, like, 120-something. I've never had a problem with that, knock on wood.
Wow, that's great.
Even now, I mean, it's not... Even my sugar was always so low. Everything was always so low, even when I was humongous. So I could... Like, I would always say, I'm huge, but I'm not unhealthy, because all my numbers are great. I had stress tests on my heart, no problem. My lungs were great, my cholesterol, all of that.
That reminds me of 1,000-pound sisters. Tammy there, she has been through so much. And I just wonder, how does she keep going?
Yeah.
And as big and heavy as she's been.
Yeah.
But even that 600-pound life, you watch some of those people on there and I think, oh my goodness. Like, how do I feel like it's hard to get out of bed some mornings and I'm thinking, I'm a good weight, a healthy weight. Right. I can't even imagine. I don't understand it. That's got to be hereditary. You just got the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of that is really hereditary, though. Cholesterol and stuff like that is hereditary. Be. Yeah. Okay, so here's another thing we need to stop doing along that line. Believing weight gain is inevitable.
Ugh.
Just because your age is on an upward trajectory doesn't mean the scale has to be.
But does it say you got to quit eating then?
Well, no. But it does say changing hormones and estrogen loss can cause women to gain around 15 pounds during menopause.
Try 30.
Yeah. Planning and cooking your meals at home can go a long way in helping you maintain your weight. Okay. But I do believe hormones... does play a big part in it too.
Oh, I do believe that too as well.
Yeah.
But it's just hard battling it.
It really is. Because hormones mess with your mind too.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you, eat. Eat the chocolate. Eat the cake. Eat the this, you know.
I could eat all day long.
Yeah.
I still could.
Snack.
For the past 25 years, I know Troy would always say to me, you should be 200 pounds. Which, in 200 pounds, to me, is not very much.
Right.
He should have been saying, you should be 300 pounds.
Right.
When I see people say they're 200 pounds, I'm like, no, you're not. You know, but you don't really see a difference. But, like, 300 pounds, you would definitely notice it. Because I would eat everything. And I have a plate of food. I don't know. It must have been from a kid or something where I had to eat all my food off my plate or something. Because I didn't leave a drop.
Yeah. I think that is a mental thing, like, from growing up, you know, you're told to clean your plate, clean your plate, clean your plate, or you're going to eat it the next day, too. So it's hard to leave food on a plate.
Yes.
It's so hard.
Yeah. I'm getting better with it now, yeah. though.
Now I'm consciously trying to leave food on a plate and yeah. not eat it all. Yeah.
Well, in fact, you do. Every time we, like, when we just went out to eat last week, then you have half your meal to go home.
Yeah.
You always do.
Yeah.
So you got good control. Well, your stomach can't handle it, though, right?
That's why I had to get to surgery, because I don't have good control. That's the problem. Okay, so here's the next one. We need to stop sweating the little things. Don't sweat the small stuff. It's easier said than done. So at least she acknowledges that.
That is true.
By age 50, we know that there's no use in being upset about things or people we can't change. And that we are so much better, there are so many better ways of spending your time than worrying about things that have already happened or might happen.
What's funny about that is I preach it. I'm very good at preaching it, but I'm not good at practicing it.
Yeah.
I'm probably better today than I was 10 years ago.
Right.
But I still have a problem trying to carry that through myself.
Yeah.
You?
Oh, for sure. I'm always like, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? And I am always like a people pleaser type of person where I'm worried if I don't do this or that, that. But I have to understand you can't, and we've talked about this endless times. You can't control how other people react.
Yeah, that's a big one.
You just got to live your life, and the people that are going to be mad and pissed off about what you do are just going to be mad and pissed off. Mm-hmm. But you don't owe them any explanation, and you don't owe, you're not obligated to them for anything. I don't care who it is.
Right.
Yeah. You can't live your life like that, or you'll just be miserable because you're not being true to your authentic self. You're trying to be true to everybody else. But at the end of the day, you know, you're the one that's going to end up miserable because you're living somebody else's life. You're not living your own.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for instance, so I'm going to bring this up now.
Yeah.
So somebody's very upset with us because of something that we did, but did not give the opportunity to have a conversation about it, just got very mad and basically just cut off some people from her life. And I'm good with it now. I'm okay.
You have to be.
Yeah, because she made a decision on her own.
Right. And if you're not given the courtesy to have a conversation about it, or there's really no reason to have a conversation about it. We're just living our lives. And we shouldn't be, you shouldn't have to check in with people to do something.
Yeah, I feel like I need to elaborate on it a little bit because people are going, well, what happened? So, yeah. In other words, so a few of us girls went away for a weekend, and traditionally we would always include this other individual. And this particular trip, she just didn't get included into the contact or whatever, so she didn't go with us on this trip.
There was another girl that went with us that doesn't, she doesn't normally get to go.
Right. So the, you know, the four of us went, we were planning, we met for dinner or whatnot, and she bowed out of dinner and it was close to the trip.
Right.
And, so she didn't go, but it wasn't like we would never ever ask her to go on a trip or something like that. And it just felt so immature and childish, like high school, like you didn't invite me to go or you didn't invite me to play. Where there was no contract for that. We're all adult women.
Right.
And if you were that hurt and upset about it, you could have just said so.
Right.
But this individual didn't. So basically just stopped talking. And so, but I'm, yeah, I'm not going to be the one to acknowledge this and no. go beg for a conversation or whatever.
You can't. No. You can't do that. You can't.
No. So I hope that makes sense. I feel good about that, getting that out there.
You have to get it off your chest. Oh, and this next one kind of goes along the lines of that. Putting others over yourself. And I think this is something that you have a problem with. You can't pour from an empty cup.
No.
After a lifetime of responsibility and caring for other people, it's easy to forget about your relationship with yourself. Take time for yourself. Reflect, meditate, indulge in some self-care.
That reminds me, I saw your, was it TikTok? Or no,
my Snapchat.
Snapchat.
With my mask on that I had on.
Yes, for self-care feet. Sunday.
And I did my feet. So, did you ever use one of those foot peeling masks? Did I give you one?
No.
You never have?
No.
It's the coolest shit it is. So, you put this little booty on, right? And it's got this gel stuff in it. And you walk around. I had mine on for like an hour and a half. No, maybe 2 hours, because I was watching that crazy documentary on Netflix. And so, it makes your skin really smooth. But in about 4 days, all of my skin is going to peel off of my feet. It's going to start peeling. So it takes about 5 to 7 days.
So it's like if you have a callus or something, it helps to remove that?
Yes. And my feet will feel like baby's ass. They will be so smooth. All the calluses are gone. All the dead skin will be gone.
I need that.
It is amazing. But you have to do it. Like, I do it usually around the end of February because it does take a couple weeks for all the skin to peel off.
Okay.
So by, like, mid-March when I'm ready to start wearing flip-flops again, then it'll all be off and I'll have nice feet.
I've never seen these.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
Okay. Yeah I got to do this. Matter of fact, I don't know if you know it's upstairs, so I had my little foot. I started, like, the way to put water in.
Yes, foot bath.
Yes. Because I used it once because I consider myself always have pretty good feet. My mother had terrible calluses. Mm. Terrible. And, you know, my mother's deceased now, but I was always afraid that I'm going to have these bad calluses.
Right.
So I've always felt pretty good and didn't really have calluses on my feet. But now, like, right on that ball of your foot, I have a little bit of one. And then on my toes, because they, I don't know, for my shoes, like, where I'm getting
smushed
that.
Together.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Crease in them.
Peel that all off.
Yes.
They sell them at Dollar General.
For real?
Yes. I'll send you the link.
My God.
You gotta get it.
Along with my Z's, I can't
find. You gotta get
it
soon so that you can get it on, like, maybe this weekend and do it. You just put them on, then I put my slippers over top and I just slosh around in them. Because they're sloshy.
Well, I'll stop in there tomorrow. I'm going right by there.
I'll send it. Don't remind me to remind you to remind me to take my creamer home, number one. Remind me to remind you to remind me to send you the link to the foot peel stuff. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I better make a note of that right now. Foot peel and creamer. Don't forget that.
I can't write it on my notepad because somehow it'll disappear.
Did you write with invisible ink?
I must have.
You know. Have another notepad.
No, not like this one. I know it was this
sweet
one.
Baby Jesus. All right, foot peel creamer. Okay, that's a weird note, but it's in there.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
Oh, Beth.
I know.
Okay, here's the next one. Putting double spaces after a period. Does anybody even do that anymore?
I do.
What?
I have a problem.
Well, you even try to write, put... When you're sending me a voice text and then it actually spells out the word period or comma, I'm like, Bev, you don't need punctuation in a text message.
I have. I'm terrible with that.
I'll be like, it reminds me of like the old Western. You'd be like, da-da-da-da-da, stop. Da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The old telegraphs. Such and such and such, stop.
My phone is an Android, and it always, when you do talk to text, it would always put the period, whatever you said, or quotation mark, exclamation point. Suddenly, it stopped doing that.
Oh, okay.
I just found out within the last couple of days over the weekend here that if I just speak the sentence, that it'll put the punctuation where it thinks it goes.
See, now I have an iPhone, and that's what it does. It puts the punctuation in there for me.
Who knew? I didn't know.
Like, if the tone of my voice is in a question, you know, like an asking a question, it'll put a question mark in there.
Okay, that's fucking scary. This is part of AI shit, and it's scary. I don't know. This is all part of this whole robot thing. The world's going to be overtaken by robots, and...
I'm fine with that.
No.
Here's what I want to do. Clone myself, so this clone can go to work, and I can sit at home... not doing a damn thing while my clone's out working and doing whatever for me.
No, again.
Can I do that?
That's just crazy shit. And hey, it reminds me of the Jetsons, you know. I always liked the Jetsons, and I always thought we'd be in the air flying around by now. But the Jetsons. I don't know.
People can't drive on the ground. I don't want people up in the air.
No, they can't. But didn't the Jetsons have that robot or have like a...
Rosie.
Yes, yes.
She cleaned the house.
Yes.
Yeah, but I want the opposite. I'll stay home and clean the house. I don't mind doing that. I want the robot to go to work and make money. I want the robot to bring the money into the house so I can stay home and do the cleaning.
You would miss people.
No, I would not. You'd miss
socializing.
I would get dogs. I would get a bunch of dogs, and I'd be fine.
But yeah, so I mean, you're going to bring me a Rosie. I'll take a Rosie.
Yeah.
Until she starts getting a little too close and wanting to take over me.
Right.
I don't know. That's some scary shit.
I'd be like, Rosie, take care of shit. I'm going to the beach. See you later.
All right. Well, yeah. So I did just learn that. So you will see text messages coming now without punctuation marks.
Comma. Stop.
I'm one of those people, though. And if I'll read an article or something, I'll be like, oh, there's a typo.
I always pick that stuff out. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right. Here's the next one. We got to stop caring what other people think.
Nah, it's tough to do, too, sometimes.
Getting past the 50-year mark gives you permission to stop being a people pleaser. What you wear what you want, dye your hair purple, who the fuck cares? That's what I said.
Well, it's kind of like the nose ring thing.
Yeah.
I guess, to a certain degree. I have a hard time doing that, though. I think maybe to a certain degree, maybe... that I practice that a little bit more so than I did 10 years ago again. Right. You know, it's coming.
Yeah.
I'm not fully there
yet. Maybe by 60.
Yeah.
By then, right?
6 years ago.
Yeah. When we're geriatric or whatever.
No, 65, isn't it? Geriatric.
We need to stop neglecting friendships. With work, family, it's hard to find the time for yourself, let alone your friends. But Angie, words. Usually that's, yes. I'm usually saying that to you. But studies show that spending time with the people you love on a regular basis can lead to a longer, healthier life. We don't neglect that. We purposefully, like the group of us from work, purposefully make time to go to dinner and do whatever. I purposefully, when Kim's... not during tax season. I purposefully make time to do stuff with Mel. Like, I purposely make time to do stuff with my friends.
Yeah.
You have to be purposeful about it. Because our lives are so busy, you have to actually schedule it. It's not like, oh, we'll get together soon and leave it at that. No, you have to be like, okay, let's get our calendars out. Let's figure out when is a good time to get together.
Yes, that is very important. Yeah, I don't know. I understand what she's saying, but that's a tough one, too.
Yeah. That's why I don't mind doing stuff during the week, because I'm already at work. I'm already out. I've already showered and got dressed and put some mascara on, did my hair. I might as well go somewhere and look presentable, because on the weekends, I want to look like I'm homeless. I don't want to take a shower.
Oh, I know.
I don't want to wash my hair. I put it up in a ponytail. I put leggings on and a sweatshirt on. I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. So... yeah. I remember and you know I love Wagging Tail Coffee. Yes. So mm-hmm. I would go through there. Well, James isn't working now anymore, but I gave myself 2 days a week I would go through there. So I would always go in the morning when I literally just roll out of bed, throw something on, take him to work. So the one day I went, it was later on a Saturday, and was going somewhere, and I had makeup on and had done my hair, and she goes, oh my God, you look so nice. I said, yeah, I don't always look homeless. Like, I don't look that way 24/7. Sometimes I actually look presentable.
Oh my God.
gosh. But she looked shocked because I see the same girls every time I go in there. So they know what I want and they know who I am. And it was hilarious. She was genuinely shocked. Like, oh my God. You do have hair, you don't, because I always keep it under a hat or something. And that was too funny. Yeah.
Isn't that true, though? I don't know if I've said this before or not, but I was always the type of player. I didn't go anywhere without makeup on. And if I was on my way to work or going somewhere, I was in the car putting it on.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to be seen without it. You didn't
want anybody to see you without makeup on. Absolutely not. Yeah.
But since COVID, I never wear makeup anymore.
Yeah.
I don't let it bother me. I just pretty much go without it. Yeah. Now, if my husband takes me out or something, well, he did take me out last weekend and I did not wear makeup.
You didn't?
I did not. Which was unheard of, because typically if we do go out or something, I do put it on.
Right.
It's such a pain in the ass, though.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really is. Because you got to put it on, then you got to take it off, and then it smears and whatever else, and it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah, and I don't know, I don't want to be bothered with it.
Yeah.
That's 15, 20 minutes of my time that I could put somewhere else.
Doing something else. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like hair. I'd like to shave my head bald.
I know. Sometimes I feel my scalp like, I don't know if I could get away with being bald, but boy, I would sure love to, because I have a really lumpy, weird shaped head. I don't think it would look good at all. So I don't think I'll do that, but.
Ever since I saw G.I. Jane.
Man.
I was like, oh my God, I want to be her. How freeing
is that?
Yeah. I just want to shave it all. Jeez. God, if I could. Well, I can't, but anyway. Okay.
I think that's it.
Was that 10 already?
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's it. That was it.
I know you have trouble reading sometimes. You sure you got it?
No, I went all the way down, and now we're into ads for, I don't know, CPAP machines and stuff old people use. Yeah. No. We're good.
For more information about us and future releases of our podcasts, please visit www.phuckitwere50.com. You will also find a suggestion link for all you listeners to submit topics of what you are over with as well.
Tune in next time for two gals who are over 50 and over everything else too.